Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The story behind the worship song, Good, Good Father, written and read by Stacy Marshall. Good, Good Father was written by Pat Barrett and Tony Brown and was originally recorded by House Fires. Pat Barrett shared that he was inspired to write the song when he became a father himself. When I started having kids and I'm looking at my daughter, Harper Gray, and I'm like, how am I going to explain God to you? How am I going to introduce you to someone who so transformed my life? How am I going to tell you what he's like? The worship song was being sung in churches in the Atlanta area, which is where Chris Tomlin's wife, Lauren, heard the song and just knew her husband should record it. Good, Good Father was made famous by Chris Tomlin and has become one of the most popular praise songs for artists to cover. The song has topped Billboard's Christian charts and won Song of the Year at the Dove Awards in 2016. This beautiful worship song, Good, Good Father, has such incredible lyrics. The simplicity of the praise to our Heavenly Father makes it all the more powerful and touching. The chorus simply praises God as being good because it is His nature and reminds us all that we are so loved by Him. You are good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. The Bible's promises that God will never leave us and that God is the answer are prominent in the lyrics too. The song opens by saying, I've heard a thousand stories about what they think you're like, but continues with the truth that often comes to us when we take the time to be still and listen to Him. That even in the dead of night, a tender whisper reminds us that He is pleased in us and that we are never alone. The song continues reminding us how undeniable His love for us is, and that everything we are searching for in this life can be answered when we seek Him. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. Part of the beauty of this song is in the sheer, unspeakable awe over how He loves us so much. How humbling is it that our Maker is so perfect and good and that He loves us so much?
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.